The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Well, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you and your family from me, Bill Winston, and my wife, Veronica. This is a wonderful time of year because we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, He is the greatest gift of all, and He truly is the reason for the season.
We are so grateful for all the love and support that we've received from you, our partners and friends throughout the year. Because of your faithfulness, we continue to bring the gift of Christ to the world through Bill Winston Ministries.
So we're living in a time where the light of Christ will shine the brightest through the church. Now, it's because of your generosity that the mission of Bill Winston Ministries continues to advance.
And because you, our partners and friends, are so special to us, we'd like to pray a blessing over you and your family at this time. Father in heaven, we thank you for our partners and friends. We thank you, Father, that in this coming year, there are great and wonderful things that you have in store for them. Thank you for building their faith. Thank you for helping them to walk in love. Thank you for protecting their families. Thank you for prospering them on every hand. And we thank you and praise you for it in Jesus' name.
Now, I'd like to encourage each and every one of you, from me, my wife, Veronica, and all of us here at Bill Winston Ministries,
We wish you and your family a Merry Christmas.
We love you. And keep walking by faith.
Where you going, the supernatural is a mandate. Where you going, the supernatural is a lifestyle. God's gonna make you a praise in the earth. Praise is more than music. It is a warfare tool that God gives you so that you can shift the battle over to Him. He inhabits the praises of His people. Prayer sends angels. Praise sends God. You just get up off your knees and walk away. That's not the right thing to do at the midnight hour. You're not done yet. You get up off your knees, raise your hands up, and start giving God some praise because it's already done. You are made for worship. You are a child of the living God. The Bible says in Acts 17, you are His offspring. My Lord. All of a sudden, you think that little stuff is worth what you worth? Can't even come close. Not just one person. That's why I told you, you need to know the value of all those souls that just came into the kingdom. The devil knows the value of them. We just snatched them out of the fire. We just snatched them out of his family. It's amazing. We need to know, we need to identify with the wrong person. We've been identified with the wrong person. I mean, identify with the right person, because the right person would say, wait a minute now. Jesus said, let's see, as he is, so am I. Mm-hmm. And let's say he's the Son of God, but I'm a son of God. Amen. And let's see, are you following what I'm saying?
Yes. You follow me, Father.
Yes,
sir. Look at verse 23 on that First Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Look at that. I'm trying to help you now, because see, if you don't know that you're worth something,
right.
You'll think you ain't worth nothing.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's why they run around shooting each other.
Right.
They ain't worth nothing. Because they're not worth anything, because I'm not worth anything. I'm just saying that in terms of them. Because they're living vicariously through themselves. That's a big word. A lot vicariously through themselves. Look what it says here. Being born again, not of what? Corruptible seed, but of what? Incorruptible by the what? Word of God, which liveth and abideth, come on, forever. Well, what is the word? Look what it says in Luke. Put it up there quick. Luke chapter 8 and verse 11, please. Luke 8 and verse 11. What is the word?
Hallelujah.
The parable is this. The seed is the word of God. So we were born by the seed of the word of God. Now, what is the word? John chapter 1, verse 1. Praise God. We're going to break it down for you. We're going to let you know who you are. In the beginning was the who?
Word.
The Word was with who?
God.
And the Word was who?
God.
Well, I was born by the Word.
Yes.
And the Word is God.
Yes.
And the Word is seed.
Yes.
And every seed produces after his own kind. So I must be God. I gotta be. That's what the Bible says. Said, didn't the scripture say you are God's? See, Jesus trying to bring him up, but that's when the enemy wanted to stone him, because he doesn't want you to know who you are.
Yes.
Folks, when you know who you are, you'll make different decisions.
Yes.
What he got, you got. I said, what he got, you got. Let's verify that. Now, Romans chapter 4, verse 13. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world, watch this, was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Wait a minute. Abraham or to his what?
Seed.
Well, let's look at Galatians chapter 3 and verse 29, because this is not for just Abraham. Now, Abraham supposed to be the heir of the what?
World.
Heir of the what? Come on. World. Heir of the what?
World.
What is an heir? Somebody inherits something. Look what it says. If you belong to Christ, then are you whose seed?
Abraham's
seed. And what?
Heir.
According to the promise.
Whatever Abraham got, what did I get?
He got it.
Whatever Jesus got, come on.
He got it.
And he got the world. Well, if I got the world, why in the world would I pay for it? That's why it's not in that verse. It says, just believe. Now, the devil tries to trick you.
Yes, he does.
Because he wants to keep you somewhere contained.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Look at Exodus chapter. Are y'all getting something out of this?
Yes.
Exodus chapter 3 and verse 19. And I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, no, not by mighty hand. Hold it. Let me just tell you what he means by that. It is not in the devil's DNA to let you go. We had to snatch you out. All right, look at the next verse. And I'll stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof, and after that he will let you go. And I will give this people what?
Favor.
Somebody say favor ain't fair.
Favor.
In the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass that when you go, come on, not go empty. See, the devil wants you to get saved, but stay sick. Come on, get saved, but stay broke. Come on now. Get saved, but still be jobless. Come on. Get saved, but all things are yours. See, so what? Jesus paid cash not only for you, but for the world. See, he paid. Come on. If you pay cash for a car, who do you owe for it now?
Nobody.
You got the title deed. Jesus not only got you back, but he got all the things back. Let's look and see what he got back. Revelation chapter 5 and verse 12. Let's look and see what he got back. All right? Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Come on. To receive what?
Power.
He got the power back. I said, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall be hurt. He got your power back.
Yes.
And riches. Come on now. Riches. Wait a minute. I'm not talking about little old riches that you got two paychecks. I'm talking about some riches. You better stop talking about the standards of a fallen demonic world. I'm talking about the standards of the riches of heaven. God has made you rich beyond your wildest imagination. Glory to God. And what else?
Wisdom.
That means that no problem that comes to you cannot be solved. And what else?
Strength.
I'm talking about you'll still bear fruit at old age. All that is why Sarah got to be 90 years old and spit out Isaac. here to tell you, folk, God's got something for you. See, you say, well, I've never been married, and I would really like to get married. How old are you? 87? That's good. Praise God. Let's get prayer working, because everyone that prays, come on, ask, receive. We can get God pray, and then let's get some strength in you. Come on. We got that covered. Okay, all right. I'm being a little facetious, but I want you to come out of your thinking like the world used to think. You're in the kingdom now. And you're not coming out empty. Don't leave your stuff behind. I'm giving you faith up here, and you take that verse. You don't need to memorize the whole chapter. Just get that verse and put it in your heart, in your eyes, in your ears, and in your strength. And what else? Honor. You might have been dishonored up to now, but wait till God get a hold of you. He gonna make you a showcase. Watch this. Hey, showcase. Hey, showcase. I done got beside myself now. And glory, and what else? Now, anything any of them don't cover, blessing will get it. It'll get it. The blessing of Abraham. Isn't this wonderful? So, I'm saying to you, this is why you don't have to pay. Because it's all been paid for. But he's not bringing you out empty.
That's right.
So he didn't mean for you to get saved and still be broke.
That's right.
Are you following what I'm saying? So I'm saying this is your year. So because it's your year, I came to give you some words. And I came to tell you that in that in the name of Jesus, I said, the name of Jesus, whatever will not let you go, whatever will not let God's plan come to pass in your life shall be stopped today. I came to tell you, whatever has been resisting your progress shall be put down today. Come on now, come on. I'm speaking it. I tell you, every force assisting the Gentiles against you can be put down right now. Everything that refuses to let you go shall be tormented. This is your season for breakthrough. This is your season of manifestation. Debts paid off. Healing manifested. Marriages back together. Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, come on, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. God is still under that Eden mandate. He wants to manifest heaven on earth. Psalm chapter 22. I know, sister, that's called a breakthrough. That's called a breakthrough. You think you shout now, you just wait. I said, you just wait. You ain't seen nothing yet. We ain't seen nothing yet. God's going to make you a praise in the earth. We're going to be praising so hard that the fog going to come in, and it's going to be so thick, I'm going to have to stop preaching till the fog go out. Fog is favor of God. Look what he says. Proverbs chapter 22. And verse 3, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabits the what? Praises of Israel. Praise is more than music. Praise is spiritual power. It is a warfare tool that God gives you so that you can shift the battle over to Him. Look what he says over in Isaiah in chapter 40, please. He starts at verse 29. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run, come on, and not be weary. They shall walk, and not faint. Glory to God. I said it's time to give him some praise. This is David in Psalm chapter 34. This is David running from Saul, the worst time of his life. And here is Saul after him to kill him. And David said this, I will bless the Lord at all times. Come on. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. See, David knew complaining won't do nothing to get God moved. Murmuring won't do anything to get God moved. But if he could just step back and button his jacket and just start giving God some crazy praise. Let me finish it. Let me finish it. Sit down. I got to finish now. Got to get to it. Look what it says in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15. Hebrews 13 and 15. First, you got to praise God for what he has done. He's done some big things for you. I said he did some things for you that you didn't even know he did for you. He got you up this morning. Come on, he got some food on your table this morning. Come on, he made it so that you got your right mind this morning. So you got to give him praise for that. By him, therefore, let us offer the what? Sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. Father, we thank you for giving us an auditorium that we can preach. We thank you for giving us a television ministry that we can get the word out. We thank you, Lord, for giving us some children and giving us offspring. We thank you, Lord, for giving us employment and giving us businesses. We thank you, Lord, for the souls that we could save in India. We thank you, Lord, for giving me strength to stand here this morning. We thank you, Lord. Woo, Lord. Glory to God. Over in Exodus chapter 15, they had just come through the Red Sea. And so a song came into Moses. And he said in verse 1, and the children of Israel sang this song unto the Lord and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and rider, and his rider has been thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him a habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. I'm here to tell you, when you start thanking him, then he gets ready to do something else. Because it's just like your child. You do something for them, and they say, thank you, Mommy. Thank you, Daddy. It's something about that you say, glory to God. What else can I do for this boy? Now, you not only thank him for what he has done, but in Hebrews 13, you thank him for what he is doing in your life. And in Psalm chapter 100, come on over there with me. In Psalm 100, he said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Now, understand, when you're going through something, he said, count it all joy. He said, don't be getting down about it, because I can get you out of it. So don't even for a minute let the devil suck you into being depressed. No more I said no more depression in your life. In the name of Jesus. Look what he said in verse 2. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. I said, he is God. Is anything too hard for the Lord? It is he that has made us, not we ourselves. We are his people. We're the sheep of his pasture. So enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is what? He's good. When? All the time. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. I'm telling you, the first gate you come into is the gate of thanksgiving. Then the next gate you pass through is the gate of praise. And then the third gate is the gate of worship. And when you get in there, it's just you and God, all by yourself. Amen. But look at the next one. Don't only praise him for what he has done and what he is doing, but praise him now for what he's about to do. I said, come on, that's your step of faith. See, when you pray, get up and then say, walk around a little bit. Walk around like me, just walk like this right here. And then start a little praise, say, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Go on over to Exodus chapter 18, if you will. In Exodus chapter 18, this is when Joshua or Moses was fighting the battle. Exodus chapter 17, please. And look at verse 8. Exodus 17 and 8. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephaim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with a rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy. And they took a stone and put it under him. And he sat there on, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands. And the one on the one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady unto the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said to Moses, write this for a memorial in a book and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua. For I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from before under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah, come on, Nisi. I'm here to tell you right now, that means God is your banner. If you know anything about them Western movies I watch sometime, you got the Calvary. But notice, out in front you got the commander, but right beside him you got somebody carrying a flag. That flag is a banner. I'm telling you, the flag that's in the spirit is a flag of the heaven. It's a flag of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, he's saying, I'm going out before the army. He said, I'm going to take care of them for you. You're not going to need to fight this battle. All you're going to do is play and praise. And when you start praising, the battle is on. And God will knock them out for you. He will take care of it every time. I want you to do something for me right now. I want you to stand up on your feet. I want you to give God some praise, because it may be the worst situation in your life, but I got news for you. Praise is going to still the avenger. Glory to God. This is your season for manifestation. Whatever's been blocking the door, all the doors are coming open. Woo! My goodness. Take your seats. Now, in the natural, that may not have meant much. But I'm here to tell you right now. I'm here to tell you right now that God inhabits the praises of His people. And it's time to get some praise going on. Now, remember what I'm teaching you. God has you on His mind, but He doesn't want you to fight the battle. He wants you to shift the battle. And the way you shift it is when you praise. Where you going, the supernatural is a mandate. Where you going, the supernatural is a lifestyle. God's gonna make you a praise in the earth. Praise is more than music. It is a warfare tool that God gives you so that you can shift the battle over to Him. He inhabits the praises of His people. Prayer sends angels. Praise sends God. You just get up off your knees and walk away. That's not the right thing to do at the midnight hour. You're not done yet. You get up off your knees, raise your hands up, and start giving God some praise, because it's already done. You are made for worship.
Govern the authority of your words. Increase the force of your belief and embrace the peace of your worship. In Pastor Winston's life-changing four-disc series, The Power of Prayer and Praise, Volume 3. To order on CD or DVD, contact us online at billwinston.org or by phone at 1-800-711-9327.
In Psalm 100, he says this, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, and serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that's made us, not we ourselves. And we are His people and the sheep of His pasture. So enter into His gates with thanksgiving and in His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name." So somebody said, well, why do we praise God? We praise God because, one, it honors God. But praise God also because it stills the avenger. If you ever have a little child, when they want a mother or father to pick them up, they just lift their hands. You notice that? Well, the same thing about us. We could just lift our hands and the Father God will lift us up out of anything we're going through. And He stills the avenger. Isn't that powerful? Praise God. Well, this is Bill Winston saying, until next time, keep walking by faith.